Evening, church. Welcome to a beautiful Wednesday evening. It's been a hot day today, but glad you took the opportunity to be here. And as always, we start our service off with a song of the Lord. So let's stand and sing number 151, "The Way of the Cross Leads Home."
If you would, take your Bibles tonight, and we'll be in the book of Luke 18. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and I'm trying to do my best to make that be our prayer service for the month, where we focus on corporate prayer. I didn't know if we would be doing business meeting or not tonight, and so kind of prepared for both, but we'll be pushing our business meeting on till next month. But I want to say thank you to Brother Paul for filling in last Wednesday evening as trying to do a little bit of just fellowship and to get our ministry and people within the church, trying to show that fellowship is more important than program. You know what I mean? More important than the way things have always been. So I thank you for allowing me to do that. But do we have any words of praise or testimony tonight before we go any further? I do want to say thank God that this past Sunday morning our choir sounded wonderful. I want to say that even after they cut the backup music off the special Sunday morning, it sounded great. And then also, I want to say praise the Lord. Amy had the opportunity tonight to teach at a Methodist church. So she's there teaching some youth at a Methodist church, and just pray for her because she's doing the thing we did for Vacation Bible School where you squirt all the bad stuff into the thing of water. You remember you had the cup of water and you put the mustard and the jelly and all that kind of stuff in it, and then you have to flush it out real quick with the other water. If she don't get it out right, that's going to be a nasty drink of water that she has to drink there. So continue to pray for her. But do we have any other words of praise or maybe answered prayer this week? Yes, sir.
Listen to the question of prayer for Trey Pennington. He's on his way to
we'll do it. And then there was also Brother Frank asked for prayer yesterday for one of his. Hold on just a second. Susanna Coward. Susanna Coward, and we'll put her name on the prayer list tonight. But let's stop right now and lift up Brother Trey, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, I come before you, not sure, Heavenly Father, Lord, all what's going on with Brother Trey right now, but God, you do. And I know that as a mother and as a father, Brother Frank and Sister Melissa are concerned. And Lord, you only know that if you've been a parent. So God, we just lift them up right now. God, I ask that you give Trey a healing, whatever it is. Pray you give peace to our brother and our sister. And Lord, in all things, we know that you do them well. But we pray, God, that you also, Lord, just give healing and total peace in Jesus' name. And do what you choose to do in this situation. And we give you all the glory. Amen. All right. Anyone else got a word of praise or testimony tonight? Amen. It is. And I don't know if y'all heard of the one over in Nicholsville that hung himself. He did a shoot himself. It was, but he was with the State Patrol. He was a pilot. Ben Farmer, yes. Children and wife, as I've read. But I got a notification on that. Monday morning, I think it was, that he had passed away. So we praise the Lord. Is it just me, or is there sicknesses that are happening all the time? It used to be at just certain times of year. You would see certain illnesses and sicknesses at certain times of year, but now it just seems like all year long you can catch anything and everything, you know. Thank you, sister, for that praise report. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. He will.
Amen.
Sometimes the Lord does it in ways we don't think it ought to be done, but how many of you heard that the rainwater ain't your water? Have you heard about that? Specifically in Oregon and California, if you have a pond or if you catch rainwater, you can be taxed on that, because now the rainwater does not belong to us. It belongs to the government. And then you look it up. And if I'm wrong, I'll stand up here and declare that I'm wrong. But that is where we're getting in our country, that you and around here a lot of people catch rainwater. I mean, we use it for different things, but that's the way our government is going, that not even the water that falls from the sky can you lay claim on. That's something, ain't it? Somebody look that up. I don't want you to think I'm a liar. Anyone else got a word of praise or testimony? Praise God, it's His water, ain't it? It's His water. Look it up, Brother Ken. You got your phone on you? Just look up California One Aim Water. Anybody else got a word of praise or testimony? Praise the Lord. I caught up in it. Amen. I tell you, it's good to live in a place that your neighbors will still come out and assist a little bit. Anybody else word of praise or testimony? I want to thank God for everybody that's moved in here from Ohio that was here Sunday. We had a lot of visitors Sunday, and there are a lot of folks. But where, Brother Ken, I'd never heard of that, but Greasy Lane? Greasy, what was the name of that? Greasy Road? That one of the couples lived on? I've known, it got him confused. I got him doing two things at one time. Anybody else word of praise or testimony? We'll move on into our prayer request time as well. Really? And that was when? 2019. Yeah, buddy. It's coming. Dig a pond, see what happens. Anyone else? Did you see anything, Ken?
Yeah, you can collect. It's legal to collect it now, but you have to comply with the State Water Resources Board requirements.
That's good.
Prior to 2012, it was illegal to
cancel. That's sad, ain't it? They're figuring out a way to get every dollar out of you they can. All right, any other? How about prayer needs tonight? We know the Brother Trey. How's he doing, sister? Dialysis is rough stuff. And then also, I think they mentioned not only the Calvert woman, but also what was the young man that had the cancer? Santos, Miguel Santos. We want to lift him up. And then today we were made mindful of, brother. With me and Brother Otis got a text from Sister Tammy about David Darnell, I believe the name is, he got a brain aneurysm, and we want to pray for him. Also, I think school begins back the 27th, I believe it is, that people, your youngins be going back to school, and I all want to remember them. Anyone else? We'll do it. And then also Sister Jessie Bull, she was supposed to come home yesterday from rehab. I'm not sure if she did, but also want to remember her daughter, Pam Savarsky, that is trying to take care of her there. And Miss Pam has a son that's in the hospital or just got out of the hospital that we want to lift her up. Let me find that name. Anyone else this morning or this evening? Doug Humphreys. How's he doing? We will, sister. Anyone else? What was that first name? Arnold. praise report, I got to hear my friend's sermon Sunday evening after I left here, and you can tell that he's where he needs to be. You know, he's God's calls on him, and he got a little happy. He sounds like some of the preachers around here. I told him he's got to hurry up and get up here, and he'd get a little excited and get a little bit of that in between his when he's speaking a little bit. I said he'll fit right in up here, fit right in. Anyone else? We do want to continue to pray for those that's lost loved ones recently, the bereaved. And also, I just have Sister Bridget on my heart as well, Brother Paul's daughter. I want to continue to pray for her and lift her up. And then Sister Pansy also, as she's going through the unknown right now, I guess it is. Any news on that? Gotcha. Yeah, Maddie's in the same boat. She's doing good, but just when you've had something took out and everything has to settle back in, there can be some weird moments there. Anyone else tonight? How about a lost? Anyone we need to add to our lost? Because I do want us to read off the names tonight as we go into our time of prayer. Anyone we need to add? And remember, just look at those names. I think we are over 250 now, aren't we, Sister? Over 250 there, and one of those is dear to us, a couple of those. Matter of fact, I've got two on here, Brody and Braxton Cope. They're not even 10 years old yet, but we're lifting up their names, praying for them to be saved at an early age, because that's the best testimony you could ever have. Is that at an early age you received Christ Jesus and that your lives have never been the same. Anyone else? All right, look with me here in the book of Luke, chapter 18, and this is going to be very familiar with this passage. But if your Bible is like mine, in Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1, this is one of our parables. And remember that a parable is a earthly story that extends a heavenly understanding or a heavenly precept, something that we can grasp hold of. And now the title that I have for this parable in my Bible is that God avenges his own. And I know that this precept is in there, but I believe what we see here more in this parable is the persistence of a praying child of God. And I want us to read it together, and then we'll discuss it a little bit as we move into our prayer time tonight. And ladies, as we break down into our groups or into our specific items that we're going to pray about tonight, I'm going to ask for volunteers. And if you feel led to pray over it, you put your name out there, okay? And the Lord hears your prayers just the same as he does a man's prayers, all righty? But look at Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And he, meaning Jesus, spake a parable unto them unto this end. Now, I would say that unto this end means for this point or to this purpose, that there was a point in this parable. That men ought always to pray. I mean, it almost says it there, doesn't it? Men almost always to pray and faint not, or we ought not to give up on our praying. Saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not, meaning that the judge would not for a while. But afterwards the judge said unto himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, because this woman troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me, or she tires you, she's wearing me out. Verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, and which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And if you notice, immediately there, it moves from that into the parable of the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, where we see the pride in the Pharisee who thinks that everything he has done makes him right in the eyes of God, and praise God, he's not like the tax collector. And then it moves down into the parable or the where the Jesus said, "Let the children come unto me." The very ones, the least of what you might expect, is the very ones that Jesus said, "Bring to me." But now notice in this parable, we see certain things. Is that the judge, what is a judge? I mean, in our world today, the judge is someone that's in a place of authority, a place of position, and a place of respect. And it's one that we would be intimidated to go to, right? I mean, if I knew that you knew a judge and you were friends with a judge, and let's say I got a speeding ticket or something like that, and I go to you and I say, "Hey, why don't you go to that judge and ask them if they would make my speeding ticket right?" How would you feel about that? You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. Why? Because that relationship is a special relationship. And you don't want to manipulate or use that relationship in some way. It is a relationship that is respected. But yet this woman, who was a widow and probably doesn't seem like she had much pull or anything like that, she consistently kept going back to the judge. Why do you figure she was going back to him? She wanted her way. And also, do you think that she was somebody from outside of his district? You understand what I'm saying? Was she felt like she had a right to go to him, didn't she? And he had the authority, and it was his duty to hear her. I mean, he was the judge. She was a part of his group or whatever it was, and she would go to him. And that's what we have to understand about the Lord. The Lord has said, "I'm the one that's over you. I'm your Lord. I'm your God. You've surrendered to me. Everything you've put in of your life, you've put it into my hands. But you have the right and the duty to come to me with your prayer and your needs." The Bible teaches us, and I think it's Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us that we're to bring everything to Him. Everything to Him. I cut up the other day about praying for an animal, but there was my daddy has been a pastor since I can remember, and when little children would come to him about their dog being sick or something like that, you know what he would do immediately? He would stop and say, "Well, let's pray for your dog. Let's pray for it." What was he trying to do? And he did the same with me. He was trying to instill into the children that this is your right, this is your duty as a child of God, that you bring even the most, what the world would say, the most silliest or minuscule things, you bring it to the Lord. Because guess what? He's concerned about everything that goes on in our life. That right there just gives me chill bumps run down my back to know that I have a Creator that the very smallest things in my life, He's concerned about. And I think we do Him a disservice when we think, "Well, oh, this is too small. Oh, this is too little." Praise God, He wants to be involved in every aspect of our life. Isn't that good? Is there something that you felt that was too small to pray about before? I mean, the Bible teaches us. I would say, yes, there's been things in my life that I have, and I thought, well, He doesn't want to hear about that. But that's a part of that. Wouldn't you want your child to bring everything to you, any concern that they have? Now, I'm going to tell you what, my children, I've raised them too good to do that, and they tell me stuff I don't want to hear coming out of their mouths at times. Don't tell me about that. I don't want to hear that. But praise God, they will. And I'm sure there's some things they don't anyway. But praise God, they have that. And that's the way our Heavenly Father is. So we see that He is the proper place for her to carry her needs, right? That is the place she is to go, that she's to carry it to. And notice, it was about avenging me of mine adversary. Now, let's look at this next thing in verse 4. It said, and he would not hear her for a while, or would not basically do what she's asked, right? Well, she's saying, avenge me. We don't know what it was. It was probably something that happened. It may have been that her husband's death or whatever, but it's basically all she's asking in verse 3 is, avenge me of mine adversary. I've been wrong. I'm asking you to make it right to the one that's done me wrong. And notice in verse 4, it said, he would not for a while. And notice he says, though I fear not God and I do not regard man. What does that mean that he did not regard the man? He didn't give a rip who you were. He didn't. It didn't matter that she was a widow, nor did it matter if she had been a queen or something like that. He said, "It's I'm going to do what I feel like I need to do, whether and what appeases me, and it doesn't matter who it is." Now, is that the way our God looks at us? That He does not regard us? Now, we know that He does not regard man when it comes to about who he receives or who he places in places of authority or whatever. He doesn't look at that. But what does He say about His children? He does hear our prayers. He does hear our cries. Where this man doesn't listen to, he doesn't want to receive them. This man is, our God sits in heaven ready to hear our prayers, ready to, he's concerned with who we are and what's going on. And he says, "But this widow troubles me, and I will avenge her," meaning that I'm going to make it right. Whatever it is she's asking for, I'm going to do it. Because why? Because she continually comes to me. This woman is persistent. She continually brings it before me. And then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust said." He said, "I'm going to do it because she's going to wear me out if I don't. She's going to drive me crazy with her continual coming." And then he says, "God will avenge his own," which what? "Cry day and night unto him. Though he bear long with them, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily." Do you remember what it was that, if we go back to the book of Exodus, and you remember what it was that God said drove him to move and to bring Moses up to deliver the children of Israel? Do you remember what it was? Their cries. He says that the cries of my people have come before me at my throne. And folks, that's how long do you guess they had prayed? We know that they were probably under slavery for about 400 years, if you look at it there. So how long? Probably 200 at least, if we look at it, that they had been praying. How many people today do you know, grandmas, grandpas, that have prayed for their children for years and years and years and years? I call them the older white-haired ladies of the church. There were some that that we had, and when I was a boy, and I remember that they would walk every day. They would come to the church, and they would walk around the property of the church. And while they were walking, they were praying. Does this generation have those ladies? You understand what I'm saying? We had them, didn't we? You can think about them right now. And they were the praying people of the church. You knew, if nothing else, if you talked to Mr. Troy was going to pray for you. Or Miss Lottie, she was going to pray for you. But do our generation, the ones that's underneath us, do they look at us and know that if they come to us and they have a prayer need, that we're going to pray and we're going to be committed to that prayer? I hope they do. I hope they see that in us. But that's what the Lord is talking about here. When he says, when I return, am I going to find a people of prayer? Or excuse me, he calls it, he says, shall I find faith on the earth? But what we're seeing is we're seeing a diminishing of that, aren't we? We're seeing where that what once was is no longer what can be expected in the church. Those people of faith, those people that know just if we stay about it and we pray about it, then it's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you what, I've seen just in the past month since we've got back committed to prayer, I've seen issues that's had to be dealt with, and they've been dealt with, but also I've seen the Lord move in a way that just like last Sunday with the crowd we had, God is showing us, hey, if you are expected and you're in my will and my way, then I'll do great and mighty things that you've never expected before. Amen. And that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. I'd say the past month has been one of the most difficult ones as dealing with just issues of life, not just as a pastor, but just for you as well. But when the Lord comes, will he find faith on the earth? And I say this, praise God, he may not find it anywhere else, but he'll find it here at Thomas Village Baptist Church and in the membership of Thomas Village Baptist Church. Amen. So is there any thoughts tonight on the persistence of prayer? I know you get tired of me talking about prayer. I know you do. But I tell you what gets me excited. 19 at the men's prayer breakfast the other day. That's amazing. And then Sunday, we had right at 100 in service. Sunday night, we had over 30 in our congregation. Man, we had to print off the study guides 3 times. There was so many people here. That gets me excited. And I have to link it to the prayer. I have to tie it back to being a praying church. Amen? Any thoughts before we go into our time of prayer tonight? It is. That's the most powerful offensive weapon. Anybody else? You know, it don't got to be a long prayer neither. It doesn't have to be a wordy prayer. Anyone else? We're looking at some things right now I want you to be praying for. We're going to be doing the Experiencing God study again. We're going to get a sign-up sheet for that. And Brother Paul's already ordered some of the study material on that. We're also looking into doing a Tuesday or a Thursday service, extra service, for those that may not can be here on the other times. Right now we're praying about, does it need to be a morning type thing, or will we do it in an evening type? Because we're living in a different type world right now. I call it a post-Christian society, because culture is not built around being at church on Sundays and Wednesdays anymore. That's just the way it is, you know. And so we're trying to do some things. We're looking at some different options, but prayer has got to be the top of it. Anyone else on prayer? Anybody say that something you've been praying for and God's give you an answer to? That night that we had the prompt-to prayer service in here, you know, it was supposed to be business meeting, and then it ended up, I tell you, I have not seen God answer prayers in the way that He answered those prayers to a T, each one of them in a way, ever in a church. And I think that was the Lord saying, ask and I'll give it to you. Anyone? All right, we want to begin our prayer service, if you remember, at Matthew 18, verses 18 through 21. I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will have be bound in heaven, and whatever you have loosed on earth, you will have loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you truly, if two of you agree about any matter that you pray for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. So tonight we come together agreeing in Jesus' name on certain things. And the first thing is that He is worthy of praise and thanksgiving. No matter what we're going through, He is a good God and He does all things well. And I'm going to open us up in that one. And the next is for the lost and those that are backslidden. Brother Roy, would you pray for us for the lost tonight when I ask you to? All righty, that's fine then. That's okay. All right, anybody want to pray for the lost tonight? Anyone? I'll choose you if not. Brother Paul? That's the first hand I see. All right. How about the physical needs? Physical needs of our people. Anyone? All right. Brother Ken, would you pray for the physical needs that we have tonight? How about for the ministries like our Awana, our seniors, our WOM, our VBS, and all that's involved there? Anyone? Brother Keith, would you pray for that one, our ministries? And then that the Lord just teach us how to love. Lord, just show us how to love. Brother Gary, would you? And then for the binding and loosening of whatever we need. So, you know, we know that we need the Holy Spirit to be loosed within us. We don't want to hold Him back. We know that we need for personal revival and a hunger for the things of God. What does it say in 2 Chronicles 7:14? To seek my face, that we have that hunger to seek His face. And then such things like division, pride, apathy, negative attitudes, We need those things bound. We don't need them to have their way. Anyone want to pray for that? Right, brother. Oh shoot, now I'm forgetting names. Doggone it. Brother Johnny, would you pray for the binding and loosening of the things of God in our church? And then who wants to close us out tonight? Just in praise and thanksgiving. Brother John, would you close us out with just praise and thanksgiving? All righty, and you can just do it right where you're at. You don't have to come forward, but I'm going to begin us. And then before Brother John closes us out, again, I remind you that the altar is open. And before Brother John closes us out, if you feel like led to pray, you pray. And then Brother John, you can close us out, okay? Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, the first thing I do as I come before you is confess to you that I'm a sinner. God, that there's nothing good in me, there's nothing good about me. And without you, everything, even the good that I would do, is tainted by my sinful heart, my sinful flesh. But God, tonight I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus, and I'm thankful that it cleanses from all sins. And Lord, not only does it cleanse us, but it removes every stain, every spot of guilt that would be in our lives, and even our own self-condemnation. You tell us in the book of 1 John that you are greater than our hearts, Lord. And so, Lord, that little voice inside that tries to say you're not worthy enough, you're not good enough, how could you come before God? I rebuke it in the name of Jesus right now by the blood of Jesus. And I say, blessed be the name of the Lord, and that there is no God like our God. And we come together in the name of Jesus and say, Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done, for the good, Lord Jesus, for the blessings and all that you've given us. But also, Lord, for those seasons of hardship, those seasons where we can do nothing but depend on you. Lord, that we can only trust that your hand is great enough to guide us through. And Lord, those times where we feel uncomfortable, those times where we feel like, Lord, this isn't what we need. Lord, that you're still there and you're still working and you're still doing it, not just for your glory, but God, you tell us that you have an expected end, a place for us, a determined outcome. And God, we thank you for that. And everything that we're going through is bringing us to that outcome, whether we feel like it or not. And so, God, tonight we just come together praising you and thanking you that you are more than enough. God, that in you there is nothing that we lack. In you there's nothing that we need. Because of you, Lord, there's nothing that we have to do. But, Lord, you have accomplished it all. And you have blessed it and placed it on our account in your Son, Jesus. And so I thank you for Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're on the throne. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you empower me and give me the strength and the wisdom to live day to day. And Lord, we thank you tonight that you are moving in our lives, and it's in Jesus' name. Brother Paul, would you pray for the lost and the backslidden? Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Again, we thank you for Jesus and we thank you for your Son, Jesus. Father, just ask that you. Lord, there's lost people in the streets and in their homes and have no idea who Jesus is.
Yes, Lord. Backyard Bible study. Amen. Brother Ken, not just a physical need, but also the emotional as we think about those that lost loved ones to suicide.
Father God, it's just up and down here and thanks to you.
Yes, Jesus.
You are the Alpha, the Beta, Omega, the first and all things.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I have physical needs in this church. We need clothing.
Brother Trey. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And specifically, Lord, we again just lift up Brother Trey. God, what's going on there, and Sister Melissa and Brother Frank, and God, that you just give them peace and give healing. Brother Keith, would you pray for our ministries tonight here at Thomas Village? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Glory. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank you, brother. Brother Gary, would you just ask the Lord to let his love flow through us here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And live it.
Lord, bless us and help us, Lord, to walk in your
ways. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Brother Gary. Brother Johnny, would you just ask the Lord to bind what needs binding and loose what needs loosening? And let's agree together. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We need you. Yes, Lord. Place your angels around this place. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The heart of the King.
We really don't know why that things are happening the way they are, but we do. We just thank you, our Father, for being in control.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We just ask our Father that
you, yes, Lord. Anyone else feel led to pray this evening? Anyone? Brother John, if you would close us out and just again praise and thanksgiving and whatever the Lord leads you. Amen. God bless y'all. And also, as you continue to pray for Brother Wayne and Sister Tammy and all they're going on there. And Lord willing, we'll see you Sunday at Sunday school time, if not before. Sowing bees tomorrow. Oh, God bless you, brother. I'm praying for you.